Can't seem to find the motivation to start a new healthy habit? Try this unconventional way of shifting your mindset so you can finally get healthy, have more energy, and feel amazing. New health coaching mini sessions are available now. This is for you if you have a health-related question, concern, or goal you would like to address. I will provide guidance, recommendations, and actionable solutions you can implement today. Mini session includes one 45-minute session in Zoom. Check out the link in the show notes to book your session today, or check out the services page at www.preparedforwellness.com. Busy mama, are you overwhelmed trying to get healthy and eliminate chronic pain for good? Does being a busy mom leave you exhausted so you put your health goals on the back burner? Have you given up on every diet and exercise program leading you right back to your unhealthy habits? Hi friend, I'm Ashley Cavolo, a busy working mom who struggled to manage debilitating chronic pain. I desperately wanted to feel better and be the best mom that I could be, but I didn't know how to start and had nowhere to turn. Until the day I decided the pain would no longer control my life. I discovered health and wellness can be simple, maintainable, and heal chronic pain. In this podcast, I will share tips and strategies to help you instill healthy habits, find more energy, and manage your chronic pain. Grab your notebook, that cup of matcha, and get ready to look at getting healthy in a whole new way. Starting a healthy habit is hard. It can take months, even years, to take that first step. For decades, society has associated exercise and eating healthy with weight and appearance. This incredibly superficial perspective has made those first steps even more difficult by damaging the confidence and mental health of women everywhere. So instead of seeing movement and healthy food as tools to improve our health, we subconsciously connect healthy habits with our appearance. We are triggered to feel insecure and inadequate before we even act. I don't need to tell you how incredibly superficial this societal view is, and I don't buy into that narrative whatsoever. So if you relate to any of this, this episode is for you. I will share my unconventional way of looking at healthy habits so you can shift your mindset and finally take those first steps with confidence and power. Mindset matters. Making the decision to take those first steps is dependent on your mindset. I know I have been there before. I had the desire to set a new goal, but instead of action, I continued to think about it for months. Before I knew it, I let months go by without making a change, which got me down even more than I was before. So getting into the right mindset takes intention and consistency. If you get intentional by thinking about what you truly want and consistently reminding yourself how it will make you feel, your perspective completely changes. It is no longer about the superficial reasons that society pushes on us. Instead, it becomes more about a feeling. It is about showing up how you want to in your life. It becomes more about what is most important to you than anything else. I like to compare this to winning the lottery. Imagine you receive your winnings. You suddenly have a heaping pile of money and you think to yourself, "This is going to be great." And you rush into spending it blindly. But before you know it, all the money is gone and you are left wishing you had done more. What would happen if instead you had a plan for your money and had intention and purpose behind how you use it? Maybe you hire a financial planner, then you invest your money with the intention of providing financial freedom for your kids and generations to come. It's a lot like healthy habits we take on. We decide to find a new workout routine. We finally find the perfect one and we jump in. That's a great first step, but what are you doing with this habit now that it is a part of your day? What is your plan to support this habit? What is the purpose behind it? How will it shape your future? If you don't ask yourself these questions, you will burn through your motivation as fast as you will burn through those lottery winnings. You will be left disappointed in yourself and feeling like you failed. This does not need to be the cycle, and there is a better way. So let me give you my personal example. I will start by saying this. I do not exercise to lose weight or look better. I do it so I can show up every day for myself and my family. It gives me energy, it banishes brain fog, it transforms my mindset, and I'm a better person when I move my body. But what lies behind my symptoms isn't very pretty. I still have lingering brain fog from my autoimmune issues. I still have joint stiffness if I eat the wrong foods. And the one thing I know is exercise prevents and improves all of my symptoms. To put it simply, movement makes me feel alive. So for all of those reasons, I am motivated to move every single day. And when I look at movement from this perspective, it easily becomes a non-negotiable part of my life. So when I first began this new habit, I wanted it to become a part of my lifestyle. In order to make that happen, I had to take the steps to add it into my life with intention. I realized it required support from smaller habits like eating more whole foods and reducing processed foods. I knew getting a good night's sleep would allow me to wake up early to exercise. So I sat down and I made a plan. Elderberry syrup has been known to be a powerful immune booster since the time of ancient Greeks. Elderberry supports the immune system, digestive health, gut health, and can reduce inflammation. Elderberry syrup has since become one of the most popular immune-boosting supplements on the market, but not all brands are created equal. Many formulas contain fillers, sugar, dyes, artificial ingredients, and GMO ingredients, which is why purchasing from a trusted source is imperative. Elderberry Co. is my number one brand for elderberry syrup. They use only 7 natural ingredients that you recognize: raw local honey, organic elderberries, aronia berries, ginger, cinnamon, clove, and water. Their use of raw local honey makes their syrup different from the rest. Raw local honey contains antioxidant-rich bee propolis, supporting the cells from oxidation to reduce inflammation. My kids love the taste, and when I began taking Elderberry Co. syrup, I felt results in just a few days. Adding Elderberry Co. elderberry syrup to your daily routine is one of the simplest and best tasting ways to support the health of your entire family. Grab my link in the show notes to get your Elderberry Co. products today. Here are the steps I followed to create this plan. Number one, I found a pocket of time in my calendar and scheduled it in. That meant getting up at 4:30 before my kids and before work to exercise in my basement. I knew 4:30 seemed like an early wake-up time, but this habit meant enough to me to commit to that time. Number two, I asked myself, how am I going to support this habit? I knew I needed a good night's sleep, and I also knew eating whole foods and anti-inflammatory diet was going to support this habit. So step three, I added a bedtime of 9 p.m. into my calendar. I also scheduled meal planning and meal prep each week. And step four, I simply started messy. I took that first step and figured it out as I went. It may have felt uncomfortable in the beginning, but it became easier with practice. So notice the habits I scheduled are simple. They are actionable and intentional. They directly work together to support my new goal, and they are achievable. Implementing habits that are achievable, no matter how small they seem, add up and will support healthy mindset shifts in a positive way. And before you know it, your new habits will become second nature, and they will become a part of your daily routine. So here are a few questions to ask yourself that will help you shift your perspective. There are days that I don't want to get out of bed to work out, or that leftover pizza in the fridge looks really good. I stop and I ask myself, what if I don't? What if I don't get up and work out? Or what if I don't resist that pizza? I will have low energy, brain fog, stiff joints, no motivation, and my digestion may be off. So then I ask myself, what if I do get in that workout, or what if I do avoid that pizza? I simply will feel better. I will be motivated. I will have energy. My digestion will be healthy. So taking a few moments to ask myself these two questions puts my reality into perspective and helps me make the right choices. So to summarize, follow the three steps below to implement a new habit in a supportive way. Number one, determine your new habit and schedule it. Number two, determine the smaller habits that will support this new goal. Step three, schedule those supporting habits. And step four, just start. A messy start is okay. So when you find yourself struggling to find motivation, ask yourself these two questions. How will I feel if I don't? How will I feel if I do? And the answers to those questions will be motivation enough to keep you going. So here is my challenge for you. If you have been thinking about starting a new healthy habit for a while, take the time to think about why you want it. How will it make you feel? How will it improve your day-to-day? How will it improve your health in the future? Then look a little deeper and ask yourself, what will you need to support that habit? Write your answers down and formulate a plan and schedule the new habits and just start messy. Implementing a new habit from this perspective builds a strong and confident mindset. A strong and confident mindset inspires action so you can successfully achieve your goals. Hey friend, I hope this episode helped you in your health journey. If you are inspired or motivated, please leave a 5-star rating and written review in Apple Podcasts, or please share it with another mama who would be blessed by it. I'm off to make another matcha and whip up a healthy snack. Thanks for listening. I'll catch you next Thursday.